The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your Car Insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of this show, and as always, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales. They're located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Bobby's phone number, easiest way to reach him, 602-722-9151. If you're looking for a pre-owned commercial vehicle, it's a great place to start the process because commercial vehicles have been extremely difficult to come by. Just a few weeks ago, I got the email from Ford telling me how glad they were that I was so patient, but they still don't have an update as to when my Ford Transit Connects are going to be delivered. Well, it doesn't matter because the customer doesn't want them anymore, but it's... We're still in a time where getting cars can be a little more difficult than usual. I have a friend of mine that ordered 4 pickup trucks in May. Delivered 3 of them 2 weeks ago. The 4th one is still 2 weeks out. So we're now in November, and we're hoping that the 4th truck will be here for Thanksgiving. Now, my friend doesn't care about the 4th truck getting here. All he cares about is he wants the car here before December 31st. So what I always tell people, and we're going to start talking about this now because there is going to be no such thing as a year-end clearance. Okay? We talked about this last year. We're going to talk about it again this year. There isn't an abundance of inventory. Now, the dealerships are starting to get things, but I will tell you, just because you see a boatload or truckloads of Chevy pickup trucks sitting at the dealerships, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to have one that you want if you don't want a 4-cylinder turbo in a full-size Chevy pickup truck. Okay. A lot of stuff that's high demand is still harder and harder to get. Okay. Now, it's not getting any better. It's going to continue at this pace. And I don't know for how much longer, but what I will tell you is trade-ins are becoming worthless. And that's going to be an issue if you have a trade-in. And I say it like this. Junk is always junk. Wholesale is always wholesale. But if you have a late model, retailable used car that the dealership doesn't have any of, there's a possibility you could get some really good money for your car. Now, I mentioned last week on the radio, I don't tell people what I think their car's worth. So I helped somebody buy a truck, and it was an instance where mom had co-signed, and mom wanted to be on the title again, here we go, but didn't want to be on the loan because she thought it was a better way for the insurance. I said, well, your son doesn't live at home anymore. He's buying a $40,000 truck on his own. You don't have to co-sign. He did a great job establishing his credit, but you don't really need to be on the insurance. Because what a lot of people don't realize is when they put their kid on their insurance policy and they list them as a driver and they're on your policy, you are still financially responsible for that child. Now, it's a different story when the child's 16, 17, or 18, but when the child's in their 20s, it's time, if they're living on their own, to stand on their own. And I've had a couple of instances where I've had to get insurance for kids that were previously on either loans or titles with their parents. Now, when my friend came back and told me what the trade-in was worth, I shut up. And I don't normally shut up that much. And I'm going to tell a funny thing that happened, but my wife was cracking up about. So when they offered him what they offered him for his car, I was blown away. It was $3,000 more than I thought they were going to offer for the car. So everything went fine. We made the deal. Now, I've talked about this before, ordering cars. Now, you can see what dealerships have incoming. I've been trying to get a Yukon Denali for a really nice gal. And they're super nice people. And we have a car built, but we're sitting on an allocation problem. And it's not just Yukons. It's a lot of the General Motors stuff is tough to get. And anything that's purchased online, such as an electric car, that you're buying it online, you know, good luck trying to buy a Hummer right now. Good luck trying to get a Cadillac Lyric, a Ford Bronco. Those things sell out. A Ford Maverick, they sell out so quick that if you're not sitting on the computer when it opens and you get on an hour later, you're probably shut out. So the young man buys, you know, we make the deal, we're done. But the gal that's waiting for the Denali, she's very, very patient. And I've been communicating with her about things. So the other day when I called her, it was kind of funny because I heard my voice in the background. Scary, you're not going to believe this. I'm listening to the podcasts. And I said, oh, that's great. She goes, hold on one second. Let me hit the mute button. So she hits the mute button and I don't hear myself anymore. So I go, after I get off the phone, and I tell my wife, I said, honey, you're never going to guess. I call the client. She's on the phone with me. I can hear me in the background on the podcast, and she hit the mute button. She says, dang it, where's my mute button? You know, and I will absolutely admit it. I'm a very bad listener. And the radio show is about me helping you buy a car. I will listen to everything you have to say. I will listen to everything you want. I will give my input. But sometimes, you know, it's the Reader's Digest version. And I love my wife to death, and I love when she says, now, please, let me tell the story, and you have to listen to the whole thing. And I try not to roll my eyes and not heavy sigh, and I let her tell the story. But it's definitely a challenging time to buy a car right now. And one of the articles that I found was from, I think this article is from April, okay? And it's 10 secrets the car dealerships don't want you to know. 10 secrets car dealerships don't want you to know. Buying a new car can be an exciting endeavor, to say the least. Perhaps you've done all your research and have chosen a few makes and models that suit your taste and lifestyle. Okay, good luck finding the ones you chose. You're ready to go into a dealership with hopes of finding the best deal to spend your hard-earned cash on, so you want to be fully prepared. To do so, you want to know all the things that may not be common knowledge. Navigating the sales pitches and negotiating may be part of it all, but there's more to help you be empowered. Here are some secrets that the car dealerships don't want you to know. This knowledge may help you get the better deal. Advertised prices aren't always the best deals. You may have seen advertisements in the mail or online touting really good prices for the kind of car you want. Keep in mind that those ads may be designed just to get you into the shop. Imagine that. Check the fine print first to see if the monthly deals are based on how much you put down or how many months you have to pay. If you plan to lease a car, make sure you know the length of the contract into consideration. If you do go into the dealership, ask the salesperson for any unadvertised deals that may work better for you. So here's the length of the contract into consideration. What about the mileage into consideration? What about the money factor? Okay, if you don't understand how a lease works, you have no business whatsoever signing a lease contract. You can and should negotiate. Okay, negotiating right now in a car dealership, unless you're looking at certain cars, okay, if you show up and they have three of them that you're looking at, they're not negotiating. Okay, because if you won't pay it, someone else will. Before you go to the dealership, spend time online and compare the prices on cars that you're interested in at other shops and keep notes. You may want to visit more than one dealer and get a feel for the salesperson, how willing they are to work with you, and if they are interested in negotiating. Knowing other offices in the area arms you with knowledge, hopefully enabling you to get the best deal. You got to be freaking kidding me. Okay. This is what happens. You go to the dealership. They have three of them. And your wife says, I want the silver one, not the white one. And we all thought the wife was going to want the white one. And we get the silver one delivered from another dealership. Well, if you find the car that you want, the odds of you being able to get a dealership to do a dealer trade are a lot less than they are than I'm able to facilitate a dealer trade. Now, when I spoke, and he's laughing because he knows it's him. When I spoke to Will, he said, I want the white. I said, you know, I really like the white too. So I called up the general manager. He'll say, hey, got great news. We'll be in later today. He wants the white one. It's not 3 minutes later. We've been vetoed. She wants silver. Now, I'm going to say it on the radio, and I said it to her face. She was right. The XRT is a trim that gives you black wheels and gives you black cladding and black trim. It actually looked better in the silver than it did in the white. But we admitted that. But folks, I'm telling you right now, if you go to the dealership and they have the car, you are running the risk of leaving, going someplace else, and while you're negotiating someplace else, someone else is buying the car that you were looking at. There was an old saying that we used to say in the car business. You're going home to think about it. Somebody already thought about it. I've had more people get sold out from cars in the last 12 months than in my previous 30-some-odd years in the car business. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. We're not done with these 10 secrets. We're going to go back to that after the break. Want to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda in Avondale, Chad Sasson and his team at Rodeo Kia in Avondale, the boys over at Earnhardt Hyundai in Avondale, and last but not least, David Garcia and Alex Medina at Rodeo Ford in Goodyear, Arizona.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice, and when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. And I don't know if you hear him in the background, but Will had such a good time last week that he came back to join me again this Saturday. And it's just a matter of talking about, you know, I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. And I know how to keep and pay attention to things. So it was kind of funny because the gal that I've been helping, she sent me an email that she got. It was a letter in the mail. And the letter in the mail said they were interested in her trade-in. Only problem was that car was 10 years old and she hasn't owned it in 5 years. She was still in the dealership's database as owning that car. So when I explained that to her, she was like, oh, darn, I didn't realize that they were talking about that car. I said, well, obviously that car is not a $28,000 car. And then we put the whole deal together and I told her what the interest rate was through the dealership. And she was actually pretty thrilled with that number. But she sends me an email that she had gotten another email. She opened it up and it said 1.9% financing for 60 months on 2022s. And it listed the models. She didn't quite catch the 2022. Because we're getting a 2023. The rates aren't the same on the 22 as the 23. However, the prices were very similar. So what do? Pay a little more interest and get a year newer car? You sure do. And the funny thing is when I went back to the dealership's website, they didn't have any 22s in that model. They did have some of the other models that were in the advertisement for. And it was funny because while I was texting her, she texted me back. She says, that's what happens when you let your boyfriend read it. Okay. He saw the 1.9. He didn't see the 2022. We're all good. I said, don't worry about it. We'll get everything taken care of. Now, the funny thing is when I looked at the article, the ad, I caught something that no one else caught. Because in the ad, it says 1.9% financing for 60 months, $28,000 per 1,000 financed. Not all buyers will qualify. Down payment may be required. There's only one problem. At 1.9 for 60 months, it's not $28 a 1,000. It's $18 a 1,000. You know, I was with somebody, and I know how this works. I know how to calculate things. And when I calculated something for somebody the other day, I told them that their payment was going to be about $400 a month. And believe it or not, when we sat in the finance office and they put it up in the screen, the finance manager started to laugh because he heard what I said. And the payment was exactly $400 a month. Exact, not $400.03, not $399.99. I know how this works. I'm not going to be tricked. I don't send people by themselves. You know, I sent Will and his wife. We met to add her to the loan at probably one of the most, and when I say, I don't want to say the most trusted place I go, because I trust a lot of places that I go to. And there's a lot of places that I go to that I want to be there with you. Now, I did not send them by themselves. I met them there. All I needed to do was make sure that the contract that she was, that his wife was signing, matched the new contract, matched the old contract exactly. You know, and sometimes when you get called in and they're asking you to sign a new contract and you're not paying attention, you're not signing what you originally signed. And the things you need to make sure of: is the interest rate the same? Is the dollar amount financed the same? Is there any products missing? Okay. I've seen deals where you go in and they lower the price of the car and they raise the price of the warranty or they raise the interest rate, you know, and I'm not there to make, you're not going to beat a car dealership up today. Okay. You never had the ability to force a car dealership to do anything that does not make sense to them. Okay. You don't decide to buy a car. The car dealership decides to sell you a car based on terms that you both agreed on. Now, when I bought my Dodge Challenger, I thought I negotiated, and I didn't negotiate. I sat down in the office in front of the computer with one of my buddies, and I put the numbers in the screen as to what I thought were really fair. And he thought they were really fair. There was only one person who didn't think it was fair. So when the general sales manager walked in and said, "Hey, are we all done?" I said, "You know, as a matter of fact, we're not. I just don't want to do this." And the hiccup that I had was I was going from a 0% loan from Ford to a car loan with a very competitive rate from a bank. And the difference in my payment was the finance charge. And I thought everything in the screen was great. So I looked over and he looked at me and said, "Hey, how about if we do this? Bump your trade $2,500 and take another $2,000 off the price of the car." I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that guy that comes in and grinds every penny out of a car deal, because we already had every penny out of the car deal before he did that $4,500 difference. And he looked at me and said, "Gary, you're not that guy. I called you this morning. I asked you to buy a car. I need you to buy the car more than you need to buy it." It was October 1st. That's the start of the fourth quarter. He had a third quarter bonus that he had till about 10 o'clock that night to finish. And he was about 8 deals short. With my deal, he's now 7 deals short. Did he hit that number? Absolutely. Everybody that walked in the store that day, because a quarterly bonus isn't $25,000. It's not $100,000. It could be as much as $500,000. So I didn't ask for what I got, but it's understanding that you agree to the terms. Now, if you go into a car dealership, people thought, "Well, I went in and I was in and out in 15 minutes. Well, normally when you're in and out in 15 minutes, it's because you paid too much. Okay. And I always used to laugh when I asked somebody, "What'd they pay for their car?" And I knew they leased the car. And they would say, "Well, my payment's $489. "It's not what I asked you. What did you pay for the car?" "Well, I don't know. It's payment's $489. Person did not know how to read a lease contract. So when they ask me to look at the contract, and I look at the contract and I see what I see, I always ask them before I say anything, "Are you happy with the car?" "Yes, here's your contract." I'm not going to make you feel bad after you do a decision on your own. I was in a cigar shop one day, and a guy told me about a letter that he got from the credit union that they could lower his car payment. I said, "Great. Did you do it already?" "Yep." I said, "You refinanced your car for 84 months. "I'm not stupid. I wouldn't do that." I said, "You did. Because what you're telling me and what your payment went from and what it went to and how many months you left, it's the only possible way. I wouldn't do that." "Tony, go grab a $15 cigar. I'll put it on the counter. I'm going to grab a $15 cigar. You bring the contract in tomorrow. Whoever's right gets the two cigars. You're on." And Will's laughing. How many months did he refinance his car for? 84 months. Okay, understand what it is you're signing before you sign it. Gary Green, I'm the host of the show, 602-525-1370.
Bonta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and as always, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. If you feel the need to send an email, if you go to the Your Car Insiders website, there is a contact page. You will hear from me within the next 24 hours because they don't, I don't know what it is, but it's not a very timely fashion that they show up. Sometimes they show up immediately. Sometimes they're 8 hours later. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. I want to get back to that, those 10 secrets. So really quick, we spoke about negotiating the price, advertise specials. Salespeople want to slow you down. Okay, that's the worst thing that you can possibly do. I was never one to slow the process down. We were trained, move to the deal. The longer you let somebody sit there, the longer they have to think about it. Upselling is part of their plan. Salespeople may ask you different questions to find out some of the finer details in an effort to upsell. Don't have a large down payment? They may tell you that it's not an issue or that you may not even need a down payment, but it'll cost you more in the long run. Buying a car from a growing family, they might try to sell you a bigger car than one you need. Carefully researching the kind of car that you need within your budget before you go to the dealer is a good plan. I will tell you this. When I ask you questions, a lot of times I preface the question with, if somebody in the dealership asks you that question, you tell them none you. And they'll say to me, what's none you? None your business. When somebody tries to negotiate with you by asking you questions as to how much money do you have to put down, and what are you trying to budget yourself for? That's usually questions when they're sitting there with what's called a guest sheet. Now, what I try to explain to people is this. I try to get you the most amount of car for the least amount of money. They're trying to sell you the least amount of car for the most amount of money. It's an opposite reason why I ask the questions. Because when somebody tells me they want to buy a $50,000 car and want a $600 car payment, it's time to explain the math. It's very, very, very simple how the math works in a car deal. I can do it in my head. I can do the numbers in my head. Once they tell me what the sale price is, what your trade-in's worth, and what your payoff is, and I know what the rate's going to be that you can qualify for, I can figure that out in my head. I want people to understand, though, right now, the days of the 0.9%, the 1.9%, these low interest rates, those days are few and far between. However, in the old days, and when I say the old days, in 2018, I had 11 people that I helped in 15 days buy Dodge pickup trucks, Ram 1500s, and the advertisements all over the TV. 0% financing for 72 months. It's a trick question, Will. Of those 11 people in 15 days, how many took the 0%? And he's got his hand up. He's absolutely right. Zero. You had to give up $8,250 in rebates to get the 0% financing. If you have great credit on that kind of a loan, your finance charge is not that much money. The other thing that you have to remember is you're financing $85 or $8,250 more. So that in the event something happens, you better have had gap insurance. Okay? But today, there's very few people that are upside down in their car loans. And it was funny because I explained to Will how I do the radio show. And I print articles off and I bring the articles with me and I talk about them. And today we've only talked about one of the stack of articles that I have. So I've got information for the next couple of weeks. But upselling is part of their plan. Year-end sales are a good time to buy. When they have the car, it's a good time to buy. Dealers are trying to hit some big sales goals until the end of the year. Remember, I'm not beating up this person because this was in April. It has not gotten better since April. I will tell you, I've ordered cars in May that I still don't have or I just recently got. Used cars make more sense. Not in today's world. Incentives and rebates may be available. Key word there is they may be available. Understand what's available, okay? And understand if you qualify. I always laugh when I'm with Will because it's right on his driver's license. Veteran. He gets whatever the rebate is. But what I want people to understand is not everybody qualifies for every rebate that is on an advertised special. If you haven't graduated college in the last 2 years or you're going to graduate in the next 6 months, you may not get the college graduate. If you're not currently in the military or recently retired or accepting a pension from the military, you may not receive that. The rules are all different. But remember, I know the rules and I know how to help you. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Want to send out a very special thanks to my friends at the Earnhardt Auto Centers. They're here to help my clients get the best deal possible.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders and 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to David Garcia and Alex Medina at Rodeo Ford in Goodyear, Arizona. Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda. The boys at Avondale Hyundai. Earnhardt Avondale Hyundai. Chatsasan at Rodeo Kia in Avondale, Arizona. Troy and Richard at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen. It's a great place to do business. I always tell them that their dealership's Disneyland. Don't ever leave because it's not like this anyplace else. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. And last but not least, my friends Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona, 85032. Bobby's phone number, 602-722-9151. They are there to help you buy a pre-owned commercial vehicle. I know it's taken a while to get through this article, but incentives and rebates may be available. Sticker price doesn't reflect the extras. Remember, there's an addendum, usually somewhere on the car, for those so-called dealer ads. But dealers may suggest things that you may need, like undercoat activating Wi-Fi access or emergency services for your vehicle. Wi-Fi access and emergency services are not done through the dealership. That's set up when you take delivery of the car, and it's done through the manufacturer. I think it's called Blue Link with Hyundai, and I don't even know if Will knows how to use it. He's got a wife that does.
I got a button to push. That's all I know.
Hidden fees can crop up. There may be dealer document fees, key protection, other charges that you may be able to still negotiate if you find them on your final paperwork. Okay. Doc fees, in my opinion, have never been a negotiable item. Okay. Yes. Key replacement, things like that. Another additional fee in calculations is car insurance. You might find a great car with a good deal, but the monthly cost of insurance may be higher than you expect based on the make and model. You want to know that before you buy the car, not after. Loan terms may be better elsewhere. If you've been saving up to buy a car, being able to pay cash may be the best way to get a deal. Okay, poppycock. Okay, there's no incentive for a car dealership to accept cash. They can't hide the money. Everybody pays cash. The only difference between you paying cash and the customer financing the car is the dealership might get money from the bank. Okay, there are dealerships that do what's called DocuSign now. You sign on a tablet, you sign on the desk on a piece of glass. A lot of the reasons why they do this DocuSign is as soon as you sign and he hits submit, the dealership's got the money in their account. It's instant funding as long as everything passes through the computer. Cash has never been an enticing factor for a car dealership. If you walk in and you're buying the one car that someone else is trying to buy and they're financing and there's a better chance they're going to get the car than you will. Buying a new car may bring stress, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming if you're prepared. Being cautious when you go into a car dealership may help you be a more savvy shopper, a good dealer. However, we'll work with you to learn what you need and respect your budget. Guess what? It's not the dealership that's going to look out for you for that. That's what I'm there for. I'm the guy that looks out for your best interests. I am not selling you anything. And I will absolutely finally agree with something that's in this article. If you're not happy with how you're being treated when shopping, there are other dealerships out there that may be better at helping you get the best deal for you. If you don't like the person that you're buying the car from, don't buy the car. It's that simple. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. If you can understand that, I absolutely can help you through today's market. That was one of the articles. This tip will make searching for a new car less frustrating. This was on Jalopnik, and a lot of the dealerships will advertise cars, and they have two separate categories now. Some of them actually have three. In transit, on the ground, or in stock. Those are two. The third one is in production. Okay, so in production could be months away. A lot of dealerships right now are no longer pre-selling cars that are not in what's called freight status. Because what happens is you go in, you put your name on a car, you buy the car, and dealership thinks they have a deal. You gave a deposit, and the next thing you know, you're out shopping. I saw it the other day. I was in a car dealership. A guy walks in with a buyer's order from one dealership and says, hey, if you beat this deal, I'll buy the car from you. He says, well, you're waiting for a car. I have the car. I'm not matching that deal on the car that I have because someone will pay what I'm asking for the car. So it's... You know, it boils down to you, is the bird in the hand better than the bird in the bush? It's a matter of you didn't buy anything. You have purchased nothing until that car shows up at the dealership. You sign all the paperwork and you leave in the car. I tell people all the time, and remember these three letters. When we're talking about, if I'm talking about you, when's my car going to be here? The ETA, estimated time of arrival. I'm not giving anybody, you know, and the funny thing is, the young man that I helped a couple of weeks ago, the ETA at the dealership was 10:21. He'd been waiting since July on a car that was already in allocation and scheduled to be built. All of August, all of September, almost all of October. Car showed up on the 20th. He took delivery of the car on the 21st. And what I will tell you is if you have your name on a car and the car shows up and you start giving excuses as to why you can't pick the car up that day or the next day or within a couple of days, there's a chance they're going to refund your deposit and sell the car to somebody else. OK, Okay, trying to find a new car in this current market is an exercise in frustration. Understatement of the year. Buyers are finding that a large percentage of advertised vehicles aren't available, and the ones that are on the lot are often subject to market premiums. Absolutely correct. I found a search strategy to increase your chance of success in this market. I will often run dozens of new car searches every week in various metros, and I've seen a pattern where they come to new car listings, and it has to do with how those advertisements are displayed. The good news for me is I'm helping you in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't have to do various metro markets. I pick who I want to choose from. I had somebody the other day send me a text message. It was a Car Guru's ad. He asked me if I thought the car was available. I said, there's one way to find out. You call them. But my best guess is that a 2023 Sequoia that's incoming is already sold. They don't have a lot of them, and they've had people that have gobbled them up, the ones that are incoming. As you can see, the car pictured isn't the actual car, but rather a generic image of the car. If a listing uses a stock photo, there is a high likelihood that this car is not on the lot, but is rather in transit to the dealer. The pattern I have noticed for in-demand models is that depending on the market region, 80 to 90% of the listings with stock photos are for cars that have been pre-sold to customers. I absolutely agree with what he's saying. Now, you have to feel comfortable with who you are dealing with. It's boils down to, like I've said before, you did not buy anything. You put your name on a car. Now, I had a gal that put her name on a car, and when we were joking about it, my buddy who's the sales manager said, Gary, I don't need a deposit, and I don't care if she doesn't buy the car. If she doesn't buy the car, I just need an email from her stating that she's no longer interested in the car because I have to report the car sold to someone that wasn't on the original order. No problem. I asked my friend, can I sell the car? I said, if you know she doesn't want it, you can sell it to somebody you want. It's if you don't sell it to somebody that you know wants it, I can sell the car within 12 hours of it showing up at the dealership. It's not really hard to sell a black platinum sport Escalade, especially at the deal that I was able to secure for the gal that ordered the car, and I passed those savings on to the gentleman that was buying the other car and the car. And it was funny because his wife called and said, hey, Gary, I noticed a couple sitting at a dealership. Why don't we just go there? I said, well, we don't go there because of what they want for the car. And you're going to pay substantially less. And your car is going to be here by the weekend. And guess what? The car was there before the weekend. It's extremely difficult and it's frustrating. Some of the dealers now, they're asking for deposits when clients order their cars. Now, I've never had a non-refundable deposit, but I will tell you, if you order a car and it's something really goofy that the dealership doesn't necessarily want, they might ask for a deposit and they might say something along the lines and have you sign. Due to the options that you've selected, this is a car that we're really not interested in having, and your deposit is non-refundable. Now, there are certain things that if you add to a car, it can almost make the car sale-proof. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. The easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. If you feel the need to send an email, it's Gary@YourCarInsiders.com, or you go to the Your Car Insiders website. On the Your Car Insiders website, there is a contact page. You send me that email, I will be happy to respond. I will try to either reach out through the email. If you put a phone number in, I will call you. I will not chase you. I will not pester you. I will not ask you. It was kind of funny because I was teasing Will when I mentioned the thing about that XRT thing on the Palisade. And when he called me on it, I was like, oops, you know. But everybody has a reason for doing what they do. And as many cars as I've helped this family get. I don't think any of them made a poor decision. I don't think anything didn't make sense. Now, when his brother-in-law bought his car and I was sitting in the dealership with him, I looked at him and said, Stephen, let's go home. I don't like this deal. And I don't know if he went someplace else afterwards. I just didn't like the deal, and I'm pretty sure it was the best deal I could get him. And 6 o'clock the next morning or 6:30 the next morning, he called me and said, Gary, do me a favor. Put my name on the car. I need to do this. Now, there's a lot of underlying circumstances to it, and sometimes emotion outweighs the logic. And I will tell you, it's probably the one of the very few times in my time doing the Your Car Insiders that I let the emotion take over in this transaction. He knew what he was doing. He knew why he was doing it. And he was totally comfortable with the deal. Now, another thing that's happening right now is if you have a trade-in, your trade-in value is now changing over the next 60 days. Now, there was a point where over those 60 days, the value of your car went up. It's not really doing that right now. So when the dealership reached out to him to take delivery of the car, and I was not able to go. And Stephen said, Gary, I'm gonna go without you. I said, okay, just understand, remember these numbers. And they're probably going to try to lower the trade because I'm not sitting there with you. So the next day when I spoke to him, I said, hey, was everything, everything was great. Did they lower the trade? Yes. Are you okay with that? Because if he wasn't okay with it, I'd have called and said something to somebody. He said, Gary, not only was I okay with it, I did what you told me to do. I went back on to Carvana, and the number that they gave me 2 months ago was $1,500 less than the number that they gave me. That was $1,000 less than when we first started. So, yes, I'm okay with what they did. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. And I want to thank my friend Will for joining me and keeping me company over the last couple of weeks. Everybody have a great week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.